This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, corpses as art and why crowds are gathering. Now, though, conditions in the jails on Native American lands are so bad that the lives of the inmates and the guards are in jeopardy. That's according to the Inspector General of the Department of Interior. His report was supposed to come out next month, but the situation is so dire, he released his findings early in the hopes of speeding up reform. Colin Fogarty from Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
Cindy Gilbert So Happy was a popular girl. The 16-year-old member of the Confederated Tribes of the Warm Springs was in junior ROTC and hoped to be an artist. But on a chilly Saturday night just before Christmas last year, she landed in a jail cell for underage drinking. The jail was operated by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. In the several hours she lay on the floor, horribly drunk, no one, it seems, checked on So Happy. And she died of alcohol poisoning.
When they came and told me that she was gone, I just broke down in tears. My baby's life is over.
Cindy's mother, Renee So Happy, plans a lawsuit alleging BIA authorities were grossly negligent.
And what they done was to say that it was an accident, when they should have watched out for her safety and well-being from the beginning.
The FBI found no criminal wrongdoing in the case, but the Inspector General's Office of the Interior Department, which oversees the BIA, is investigating whether BIA officials were negligent. The case is one of six deaths included in a preliminary report that was the subject of a hearing last month by the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs.
This committee oversight hearing is on issues and problems related to the conditions on tribal detention facilities.
Inspector General Earl Devaney testified that Cindy So Happy's death was not an isolated incident.
BIA's detention program is riddled with problems, and in our opinion, is a national disgrace, with many facilities having conditions comparable to those found in third world countries.
Devaney's report says BIA jails are crumbling, escapes are common, even expected, facilities are understaffed, guards are undertrained, and suicide attempts are rampant. Prisoner rights advocates say the report paints a picture of one of the worst jail systems in the nation. That was brought home recently with this amateur documentary.
If conditions such as these were in facilities located off reservations, there would be a public outcry to bring the facilities up to national standards.
The documentary shows conditions at BIA jails in Montana. Grainy video displays broken locks, decaying walls, backed up plumbing, and juvenile inmates mixed in with adult offenders.
It is imperative that reform takes place immediately.
The documentary is the work of an agent within the BIA itself. Ed Naranjo commissioned the video before retiring earlier this year, angry and frustrated.
It'd be easy for me to just say, well, hey, I put in my 28 years, forget about it, it's not my problem. Well, you know, I've seen it, I've seen what's going on, I feel guilty that something's got to be done, you know, and I'm just not going to let it stand.
The Bureau of Indian Affairs says it won't let the status quo stand either. The Bush administration's new director, who took over in February, is Dave Anderson. He's the founder of Famous Dave's Barbecue and a Native American himself. Anderson said he created a task force and a war room within days of taking over the BIA.
You know, I can't answer for what has gone on before me, but I can tell you that I believe that we have sent out into the field an understanding that we are taking this stuff seriously.
Still, Anderson acknowledged the BIA has a long way to go. Colorado Republican Ben Nighthorse Campbell, the Senate's only Native American, hopes the report doesn't just sit on the shelf.
There's no doubt in my mind that it's not going to get better without a massive infusion of federal finances and some real strong leadership on part of tribes to make sure that we don't just end up with tribal jails that are the equivalent of what happened in Iraq recently.
The BIA says it's already boosted funding for jail repairs by $5 million this year, and the agency is asking Congress for nearly $8 million for new jails next year. That request will get even more attention next month when the Inspector General's Office issues its full report on jails in Indian Country. For Day to Day, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland, Oregon.